702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
24 after 8, let's catch up with news from elsewhere in the world. Adam, I can scarcely believe this achievement, but tell us what the hardest geezer has done.
It is extraordinary. Russ Cook is his real name. He had menial jobs. He was fed up with the world and life, and he thought, you know what? I'm going to run Africa. Run in the sense of physically run as opposed to politically. He set off 352 days ago from Cape Agulhas. I think that's the southernmost tip of South Africa. 16 countries later, 16,300 kilometers, border problems, robbed at gunpoint in Angola, injury, illness, sandstorms, snowstorms, unbelievable terrain, unbelievable endurance. He finally arrived yesterday at the very northern tip of Tunisia. Say it quickly, 385 ultramarathons. I mean, it's ridiculous what he's done. And, you know, I was quite proud of my cycle ride from London to Brighton, 90Ks, thinking, yeah, that, I mean, you can see it on the map. But, I mean, you don't have to see it on the map. You can see it on the planet from outer space. To run the southern tip of Africa to the northern tip in under a year, extraordinary, just amazing. And of course, he's raised a lot of money for charity and maybe more still to come. Look him up, Russ Cook.
I mean, I'm just pleased to be able to get up every now and again, according to my Apple Watch.
Up the stairs is good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Well, talk to me. Four countries seizing millions in a mega fraud bust.
Yeah, one of those amazing coordinated continent-wide police swoops. Basically, they seized a load of stuff, ill-gotten gains from 22 alleged fraudsters arrested in Italy, Austria, Romania, and Slovakia. They are thought to have embezzled 600 million euros from an Italian COVID recovery fund and then used that money to spend on flats, villas, Rolex watches, Cartier jewelry, gold, cryptocurrencies, and sports cars. Some of the sports cars seized by police include a Lamborghini Urus, a Porsche Panamera, an Audi Q8. Just extraordinary. And a coordinated bust as well. So they're all taken in at the same time, including eight ringleaders. You know, that'll be a police auction worth attending if it ends up that way.
Now, eat my shorts, said Bart Simpson. But what might one do with Muhammad Ali's?
Yeah, well, bid an enormous amount of money. It's ridiculous how much these are going for. Maybe it's not that given. We're talking about the shorts worn in arguably the greatest ever heavyweight fight. It was the Thriller in Manila, rivaling the Rumble in the Jungle, admittedly. But Muhammad Ali wore his shorts in his victory over Joe Frazier. And those shorts are now up for auction in New York at Sotheby's, bids until Friday. So signed by him as well, I have to say. They were sold after the death of his corner man, Drew Bandini Brown, in 1988, priced then $1,000. Sold again in 2012 for $150,000. Bids have already reached $4 million. It's thought they could go for at least $6 million by Friday's close, 110 plus million rand. Arguably, yes, the greatest heavyweight boxing match ever, but they are just a pair of Everlast shorts, one careful owner, one size fits all. Would you dare to wear them if you own them? And if Muhammad Ali's shorts fetch that, imagine what Russ Cook's socks would fetch. There's a thought.
There are a few chaps in Angola who know the answer to that, Adam Gilchrist. We'll leave it there for this morning's World View.